Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, John Landecker, your hometown is Elburn, and we're connected with Elburn right now with Adam Gonzalez, owner of Kane County Coin and Shooting Sports. Welcome to WGN, Adam. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, what is your location there in Elburn?
So we're right in the heart of what I call downtown Elburn. We're off Route 47, about a mile south of Route 38. Right in the heart of downtown.
What does your business entail?
So we started as a coin shop, started back in 2007 as a coin shop. We took over in 2017 and added on the firearms line. Our primary lines of business are collectible and investment grade coins and currency, firearms and firearm accessories. And then we also have a small vintage and modern jewelry area.
So you're like precious metals, coins, firearms, things of that nature, paper money, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, a lot of, on the coin side, a lot of what we do is what I consider bullion brokering. You know, we basically sell investment grade gold and silver for investors. That's a big part of the business, specifically on the coin side.
Well, I don't know if you need to be licensed to sell coins, but you certainly have to have some sort of license to sell firearms. So you are a full service federal firearms licensee, correct?
Yeah. So we have to, in the United States, you have to be licensed by the ATF. That's the federal firearms license. So we go through a federal background check, submit our fingerprints. They come in, you know, and do their thing. And then also in the state of Illinois, as of, I'd say, the past 5 years, you also have to be licensed at the state level. So it's a whole different process. But yeah, we're licensed at both the state and federal level to buy and sell firearms.
Is yours a family business?
It is, yeah. So it's primarily run by my wife and myself. And then my dad's in here most days. And my mom, it's kind of a retirement job for her. So she does a lot of the bookkeeping, and she enjoys the jewelry. So, yep, it's pretty much us. And then our children are in here, and the dog.
The dog's important. I guess we can all agree with that. So what's it like raising a family, running a business in Elburn?
You know, I'll tell you what, being a small business owner, there aren't a lot of benefits in terms of fringe benefits, but it's the greatest choice in the world for me because I've been able to watch my daughters grow. You know, I have the ability to pick them up, drop them off at school, pick them up in the afternoon. You know, we have a whole area here for them to enjoy. It's like a home away from home, our business. And you know, my daughters have really grown in terms of specifically on the coin side. They can't do a lot on the firearm side, but you know, being able to learn responsibility and learn certain tasks. So it's been great. It's been truly a blessing.
So the coin industry, I hear so much about it these days. What is today's environment in that area?
So the big driver right now in terms of activity are bullion prices spiking significantly. So if you look historically at gold and silver specifically, they're at near an all-time high. The all-time high was at the end of the year, but they're significantly up right now. And that's a result of many factors, economic, social, you know, global. But it's been driving people to both buy and sell the investment grade gold and silver.
And what do you have to say about the current environment of the firearms industry?
You know, that one's been interesting in and of itself. You know, once COVID hit, there was a big drive, increase in demand for firearms. We saw quite a bit of business, and we thought there'd be a lull after we've kind of come into this, post-COVID environment. But it seems to be still going strong in terms of demand. And then in our neck of the woods, in our area here, we have a lot of collector demand. So, you know, I sell a lot of the higher end collector grade vintage, if you will, firearms. We have a few shotgun clubs around here. So or shooting sportsman's clubs. And so, you know, we sell a lot of shotguns. It's a big hobby out here in this area, and I'm sure all over the state. But yeah, it's been strong demand.
If people would like to get a hold of you, visit the store, how do they do that?
Yeah, I mean, they can give us a call or visit the store, come out to Elburn. It's great to come out here. Usually, you know, people, I always send them to Reams to stop at the meat market or, you know, come out and grab some lunch. It's a beautiful drive. They can come in. They can get a hold of us by email. You know, our website's real easy, KaneCountyCoins.com. Or just give us a call. You know, we always field calls, people coming from all over. Happy to help in any way we can.
What is that number?
630-365-9700.
Fantastic. Adam, it's been great talking to you, and best of luck with your business down there. And we're very happy that Elburn is being featured on the Your Hometown series today on WGN. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. You guys have been amazing, and have a great afternoon.
You too. There he goes. That's Adam Gonzalez, owner of Kane County Coin and Shooting Sports. Okay, I got to admit something. When it comes to precious metals, in the back of my mind, I went back to a Johnny Carson Tonight Show episode where Jay Silver, who plays Tonto to the Lone Ranger, is appearing. And, you know, the Lone Ranger was all about silver this. He had the silver. The horse was silver. The bullets were silver. And...